Okay, let's begin. Let's learn today. Let's learn a sugya, two different sugya. First, later we'll learn about Lag BaOmer, but right now I want to just discuss on the parasha, solving a halachic issue on the Indian on the parasha of pasuk in this week's parasha says ish ish mi beis Yisrael umenager bi Yisrael asher yakriv karbanoi la Hashem. If there's a person, an ish ish, a double ish. Mi beis Yisrael, from the beis Yisrael, umin ager bi Yisrael, and he wants to bring a korban. Chazal make a drasha. They focus on the repetition of the word ish to teach us to be marbe ma tamal amar yud gemar. The gemar says to chulin daf yud gemul on the beis tanya ish ish ma tamal amar l'rabois es oivdei koychavim shehem noidrim nedadim unedavos ki Yisrael. It's coming to be marben oivdei kochavim. Okay, I'm going to use the term oivdei kochavim because shem noidrim nedarim nedavos ki Yisrael. Oivdei kochavim can make nedarim and nedavos like a Yisrael. So we learn over here something very surprising. We thought there are only sheva mitzvos b'nei noyach. There are seven mitzvahs b'noyach. Over here, this pasuk seems to indicate that there's an eighth. And the eighth mitzvah is that if an oivdei kochavim makes a neder to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, he is obligated in the mitzvah of bal yachel devaroi. He has to be true to his obligation. He's in the parasha. He is in the parasha of bringing a neder and nedava ki Yisrael. That's what it says over here in the Gemara Masechta Chula. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? Now, this is a very interesting Rambam. Let me ask you a shaila. Let's say the Goy Taka makes a neder, and he says, I hereby take a vow to bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and he just never brings it. He never brings it. Can Beis Din force him to bring the korban? Can they go and they use their power of Beis Din to punish him, physically punish him, until he brings his korban? So it seems from the Rambam the answer is yes. Once, that's exactly what the pasuk here is teaching you, from the repetition of the word ish, ish, that a non-Jew, an oivdei kochavim can go and can bring this korban, ad kedei kach, that Beis Din has the full power to enforce that the korban be brought to the Beis HaMikdash. I'll give you an afkamina. Let's say the oivdei kochavim brings a korban, he brings an animal, and the animal is mechusar eiver. The animal is missing a leg, missing an arm, missing an important part of the animal. So the Rambam says beferush that we tell him it's no good, and go bring another one. What you've done is no good, and you have an obligation to bring another korban that is correct. If this indeed is the case, so why then is this not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach? So the Mepharshim give the answer. One answer is that the seven Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are all loisaseis. Do you ever think of it like that? It's an amazing thing. They're all in the, and even the ones that appear to be in the positive form, it's not so. The main focus of the Zion Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are negative mitzvahs, not positive mitzvahs. This is a separate category of mitzvah which is positive, which really is a chiddush because we've never really heard of this. But yet that is what it says here. Now, okay, we're gonna come back to this in one moment. Let me just go. We have a halacha in the Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra. The Gemara there talks about the halacha: are you allowed to accept tzedakah from an oived koychavim? If an oived koychavim wants to give a donation to a tzedakah, do we accept it? The Gemara says beferish on Daf Yudam Abayz that it is also to be makabel tzedakah from an oivei kechavim. And the Gemara there asked the question, what about Hordis? Hordis, he gave tzedakah, and it was accepted. And the Gemara there says that was Malchus. Because that, let me read the whole Gemara. Ifra Hormis, okay, the different story. Ifra Hormis Eime de Shvar Malka. She was the mother of Shvar Malka. She was non-Jewish king. Shadra Arba Meo Zuzi Lekame Drabi Ami. She sent him 400 Zuz Veloi Kiblinu. He did not accept it. He sent it back. Shadrinu Kame Drava. So she sent the money to Rava, the Kabbalinu. And Rava was Mekabal the money. Mishum Sheloim Malchus. Shomar Rabbi Ami Ikbid. Amalei, how could you do this? The Farish Pasik. The Pasik says, Bivosh Kitsira Tishbarna. Noshim Boos Miros Kitsira. It's possible. It tells over there, Rashi over there, explains over here, is that the only time Mashiach can come is when the Zuchus of the Umay Sa'olam ends. And the Zuchus of the Umay Sa'olam will only end. And by allowing them to give tzedakah, you are giving them zechusim, and from there it's mashed that you're not allowed to accept from them tzedakah. And the Gemara there basically says you're right. The only reason why he accepted the tzedakah was because of shaloi malchus. And even in that instance, the Gemara goes on to say that the money that he got, that the money that he received, he distributed to Aniye Akum. He did not even use the money that he received to support Jews. He was makbid to take the money that he received from the mother of Ifras Hormis, the mother of Shvar Malka, and Oivdei Kochavim, to support Oivdei Kochavim, not to use the money to support Jews. So here's the question. The question is, what's the difference between the halacha that we are not allowed to accept tzedakah from an Oivdei Kochavim, and the pasuk here that says ish ish mi beis Yisrael u'minager bi Yisrael asher yakriv karbonai, which teaches us that we are permitted, and not only that, a oivik chavim is included in the halacha of bringing karbonos to Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. If they can bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, why can't they also give tzedakah to the Beis HaMikdash, to Jewish people, in order for them to have a zuchus? And all the mafarshim, the answer that's really given from the Agoy Sashri. The Agoy Sashri is an incredible yisoy. Something is an incredible chiddush, a yisoy that really goes through everything. Everything that we deal with. We live in a very complex world today, and we deal with the Umos HaOlam on a daily basis, and we try to have good relations with them, and we give them, and we take from them, and the Yisoid of the Agoy Sashri cuts through basically everything that we need to know about dealing with the Umos HaOlam. His Yisoid is Tzedakah in Halacha, and he cites all the different sugyas of Shas, is a mitzvah which achieves atonement. Kapara. A carbon, we are misled to believe that a carbon is purely for atonement. If a person does an avera, you bring a carbon. If you did a person's machal Shabbos, b'shoigeg, you bring a carbon chatas. A person has a hirur chet, he has a machshava that's not proper, you bring a carbon oila. For a specific collection of averos, we bring a carbon osham. We are brought up believing that the carbon is exclusively for the purpose of atonement. If that's the case, then the fact that it says in the pasuk ish ish mi beis Yisrael min ager bi Yisrael, that an oivik chavim can bring a carbon, this indicates that a oivik chavim is included in the concept in the parsha of gaining atonement. Kapara in this world. The Hagoya Sashri says that's a mistake. The purpose of a carbon, the primary purpose of a carbon, is not to achieve atonement. That is a byproduct of a carbon. The purpose of a carbon is to come close to Hashem. It happens to be that for Klal Yisrael, when we come close to Hashem, as a byproduct of coming close to Hashem, we gain kapara. And these are terms, they're very hard to define, these concepts, the mystical concepts of kapara. An oyved koychavim does not gain kapara, period. There is no such thing. Chazal tell us there's no din of hartzah. Hartzah means basically atonement by an oyved koychavim. There's no such thing. The Torah is not in the business of allowing an oyved koychavim to gain this mystical concept called kapara. Now, obviously, I mean, if a non-Jew wants a kapara, he did an avera. He did a terrible avera, and he wants atonement. I don't know the details of how we go about letting him do that. Certainly, I'm assuming that an oyved koychavim on his own, can gain atonement. He can do things, whatever he needs to do, he can do to gain atonement. I'm assuming that to be correct. If he'll do teshuva on his own. But for us to assist in oyved koychavim achieving atonement, there's no such thing. The only type of carbon oyved koychavim can bring is a carbon oila. A carbon oila is not a carbon that brings atonement. I know. I just told you before that there's a principle that when you bring a carbon oila, there is atonement. There is atonement for machshava. For an evil thought, an oyved koychavim, if a Jew has a machshava ra, the way he's able to cleanse his neshama for the chait of a machshava ra is through a carbon oila. Okay, that's a mystical concept. But basically, the carbon oila is not really for kapara. A carbon chatos is kapara. A carbon osham is kapara. A carbon oila is a gift. An oyved koychavim only brings a carbon oila, a gift to Hashem. It's not for the purpose of atonement. It's not for the purpose of a kapara. A Jew has no permission to assist an oyved koychavim in achieving kapara. Tzedakah, I don't have all the sources from you, the whole long sugya from the Agoy Sashri that defines this concept. A Jew is not involved in assisting a non-Jew to attain atonement. Tzedakah, to support poor Jewish people, is an akapara for an oyved koychavim. We do know that Nebuchadnezzar, he did give tzedakah to support the poor Jewish people. And indeed, Daniel was criticized for allowing Nebuchadnezzar to gain atonement. We have this ma'aseh of Ifris Hurmas, which also gave money to support the poor people. And the only reason why he had no choice in this instance was because of Shiloh Malchus. But generally, it is not advisable for a Jew to assist a non-Jew in gaining atonement. This that it says in this week's parasha, Ish, mi beis Yisrael, to teach us in the repetition of the word Ish, that a non-Jew can make donations, can participate in the Beis HaMikdash, is in order for him to gain benefit. Benefit is not the same thing as kapara. The halacha is, if a non-Jew wants to give a donation to the Beis HaKnesses, he can give. We accept donations from a non-Jew to the Beis HaKnesses to build a shul, to support a shul, a yeshiva, a shul, because the support of a Beis HaKnesses and the Beis HaMedrash and funding is a very wonderful thing, which the Oyved Koychavim will certainly receive baracha, will receive reward, in this world and even in the next world, but it's not going to achieve the specific type of principle concept called atonement. There's atonement and there is benefit. An Oyved Koychavim is allowed to participate in religious matters in assisting the Jewish people, provided that his assistant and all for the purpose of him receiving benefit, blessing. I'm giving this money b'shvil sheyichya b'ni. I want to give a donation to the Beis HaKnesses to support the shul so that my child should live. I want you to have a beautiful shul. I want you, the floor should be clean. I want you, everyone should have sefarim to learn. I want to support a kollel. These things will give him benefit, baracha, blessing in this world. But supporting poor people, giving them food to eat, is a different category. Someone who doesn't have the basic necessities, providing housing, providing shelter, providing food, this is a category called tzedakah. And in the category of tzedakah, there is a principle of atonement. And this, we do not allow a non-Jew to participate. Incredible yichshidish. So today when we deal with the goyim, and we solicit donations from the Umay Sa'olam, and we milk the government for every penny they have, and we reward them with honor and giving back in many different ways, we always have to keep in mind this yisoid from the Goyis Hashri. A Jew is allowed and permitted to assist a goy in what it says in the sixth parasha, Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Menager Bi Yisrael, in offering korbanos. The korban that a goy brings to the Beis HaMikdash, the korban oila, it's not for atonement, it's for his benefit. And likewise, in all matters that bring goyim benefit, kol hakavod, if we can benefit, and they can benefit, ma toivu ma noyim. But when you come into an area of halacha, where Chazal define this type of mitzvah is one that doesn't just give benefit, but also provides kapara, atonement for sins, that's a new league, and that we are not allowed to solicit, we are not allowed to aid, and the only time we're able to take is if it's shaloi malchus, it would be insulting to reject it, or the like. And what falls in that category, I don't know, but one thing we do know clear as day, tzedakah falls in that category. We today are very confused because we look at tzedakah as one big broad category of any type of donation for any type of purpose. If a guy gives a new ambulance to Atzalah, the government pays for ambulance, government pays for medical supplies, government pays for housing, government pays for food stamps. It's not so simple. I don't know how to break things down. But yeah.
You could see how chomer this idiot is of being careful with the korbanos of a guy. The korban sheni happened because of this. They put a lip, and because of that, it happened eventually.
Right. That was the korban was a balmum. The korban was the balmum. So that was a different issue. They didn't want to accept the korban. But it's
for them.
Right.
I think for them it was not a balmum. For us it was a balmum. Right?
No,
for Yid it was a
balmum. No, but so you're touching upon another. You're touching upon another issue. You're touching upon a different sugya. Your question is that when it says in this week's parasha that a non-Jew is nichlal in the mitzvah of bringing korbanos, when they bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, do all the rules of bringing a korban apply? In other words, do you need a kosher shechita? When we bring a korban, we bring a korban with a kosher shechita. If a goy is bringing a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, does the kohen need to do a shechita? Maybe it's sufficient for him just to electrocute the animal and then put the blood on the mizbeach. Does the Kohen all the rules? So this is not so simple. It's not so simple, all of these rules. Basically, we assume, halacha l'maisa, that all of the rules apply. When a non-Jew brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, we become his agent. But when we become his agent, we apply to the carbon all of our rules, not his rules.
Excuse me, that's why in Shkolim, May, except the Shkolim, it talks about can you force him to bring the Lachmein Kovda? Do you make him pay for it or not?
Right. Do you make him right?
That it comes out of the pocket
of whose pocket is it coming out of? Because he's going to get insulted. He's going to have to pay the full amount of money. Okay, so this is an incredible yisoid. The Hagoy Sashri, a chilik between kapara and benefit. What is kapara? This requires much more study, which I don't know the answer to. It seems providing basic sustenance, meaning food and shelter, is called kapara. Anything else is not kapara. Providing medicine, providing an ambulance, providing a building for a yeshiva and a shul does not appear to be kapara. Kapara, we throw around the term tzedakah very loosely. If you give money to Hatzalah, that's tzedakah. It certainly is. It certainly, you can use your Meiser money. There's no doubt about it. You go to Olam Haba, no question about it. But in terms of, do you gain atonement for your Averas? Not necessarily. The only type of tzedakah which provides mechilas avoinos is food and shelter to people who would otherwise not have what to eat. Government gives food stamps. Food stamps is mamish. That's the real deal. Okay, they pay housing, rents, Section 8, things like that. You provide housing. That l'choyer is real tzedakah. And that real tzedakah is a kapara. And for us, as a nation, as a people, to lobby, we don't have a choice. I guess, you know, you don't have a choice. People are starving to death. You don't have a choice. But it's there are different categories, and it's something that's worthy to pay attention to. And this yisoid of the Goyis Ashri is a powerful yisoid that really makes us look at all the different types of government funding different with a different perspective. Now, going back to the other issue, I want to say another big chiddush. This halach of Bal Yachel Devaray, going back to the question, this is a very interesting idea. We have here in the parasha Ish Ish. The word Ish coming to Marva that an Ovi Gochavim is nichel in the parasha of bringing a korban. So the question is, what exactly does that mean? According to many commentators, according to the Rambam, it basically means they're included in the halach of Bal Yachel Devaray. If they make a vow, if they accept upon themselves a vow of Bal Yachel of promising to bring a korban, they must be true to their word. And if they do not bring the korban, the Beis Din can come into their property, can repossess their assets in order to make sure they bring this they bring the korban, they give the gift to Hashem as what they are required to do. Why? It's not part of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Just because a non-Jew commits himself, makes a statement, I hereby pledge to bring in the Beis HaMikdash a carbon oila, why should Beis Din now have the power to repossess his property to make sure he brings the carbon? The words, the halacha of fulfilling pledges and vows is not one of the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And just because it says here in the parasha, Ish Ish, maybe all it means is that if they follow through with their pledge, then the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash are obligated to do the Avodah. If the Goy actually brings the animal into the Beis HaMikdash and he says to the Kohen, here it is, here is my animal, okay? Since it says in the Torah, Ish Ish, Asher Yavi, Ish Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Asher Yakriv. So if not for the fact that it said the extra word Ish, I would tell you, get lost. I don't care. You have an animal and you want to bring it on the Mizbeach. I don't want to. I don't want to accept it. We're not interested. Go to your temple. Bring your own carbon in your own temple. I'm not interested in taking the animal here, your animal, and bring it on the Mizbeach so that Hashem should bless you. I'm not interested. Get lost. The Kohen is not allowed to say that. If the Ovik Chavim enters the Mikdash and he has the animal in his hands, the Kohen has an obligation to follow through, to take the animal, to do a Shechita, the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. You can't ignore him. Okay, that's the basic Halacha, what it says in the Parsha. But for the Rambam to go so far to say that even if the Oved Kechavim does not come into the Beis HaMikdash, but the Oved Kechavim is in America, and the Oved Kechavim, he makes a vow, he go puts up on his Facebook page, I pledge to offer in the Beis HaMikdash a korban, that Beis Din, according to the Rambam, the Pasuk here of Ish Ish empowers Beis Din Ad Kedei Kach to go and seek him out, to go on a mission and find this guy somewhere in some little village in Arizona and to say, you know, we saw a post on your Facebook page from 5 years ago. You made a pledge that you're going to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. No, we're here to collect. We want that animal. Where is that animal? We're going to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and we're going to offer it as a carbon to Hashem. How did the Rambam go so far to say that they're included in fulfilling their word? If they bring it, they bring it. They don't bring it, they don't bring it. Why do we go so far in Bal Yachal Devarai? So this is a big, big topic of discussion. And the basic answer given, the answer is there's a principle called, I told you one answer in the beginning of the shir. The answer I told you in the beginning of the shir is that in a chinami, it's not included, this is not included in the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, but it's the eighth mitzvah. And it's a different category. The Zion mitzvahs are primarily lois aseis. This is a positive mitzvah. Okay, this is another answer. Another answer goes, this is another very popular answer. All the mafarshim, they like to use this answer, is there is a principle in halacha called amirosoy legavoya kimisirosoy lehedit. When a person pledges something to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to the Beis HaMikdash, it is equivalent of giving it physically over to the possession of another person, like a monetary transfer. If a non-Jew makes a pledge that the korban is going to go to Hashem, that is equivalent to him signing a check and handing the money over to you. Just like we fully understand that if an Oved Kochavim owes you money, if an Oved Kochavim, if you have done a service, if you come into the home of the Oved Kochavim and you're a plumber and you fix his sink, you install a new sink in the home of the Oved Kochavim, you've done a service. It's a dover that is simple. It's a simple matter that you have the power to demand the Oved Kochavim to pay for the service. That's Pashat. I've done you a service. And it doesn't need to be from the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach to appreciate that if you owe me money, you owe me money. I've done for you a service. I've given you a product and you have to pay me for the service. If you don't pay me for the service, then I'm going to go and I'm going to sue you in court. Din de malchus adina. That's the way of the world. I don't need there to be a Zion, one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Similarly, if a person makes a pledge to offer a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, that is equivalent to you, a Jew, going into his home and performing a service for which he owes you money. Amirasoy ligavoya, your amira, your statement to heaven is equivalent to your transferring kimisirasoy lehedya, to giving over to an ordinary person. So it basically turns into a monetary transaction. That is a very popular approach to explain, to answer this question. I want to tell you something I didn't see anywhere else, but I really believe it's true. I really believe it's true, and it's definitely a chiddush, and I could see why people will not like. No one says it, so at least I didn't see anyone say it, and therefore it may be a little surprising to say this, but it answers the question, and it's more of a musavart, and that is, when it comes to matters of dibur, of pledging, that is part of humanity. In other words, when it comes to the Zion mitzvahs v'nei noyach, these are certain moral, these are certain rules. There is, don't steal. Okay, these are, don't commit adultery, believe in Hashem, don't worship idols, have dinim. These are a step down. There are nations in the world that don't believe in these principles. They have a whole different understanding of what it means in Eishes Ish. Okay, Eishes Ish doesn't mean it's exclusive to this man. Okay, it means it's just to be shared. I mean, there are different concepts of what is acceptable in the world regarding theft. Pachus Mishova Pruta. Go into the store and you buy something for 99 cents. I go to a certain store every so often, and I buy something that cost 99 cents. And I give the guy behind the counter a dollar. And very often, he does not give me back a penny. He doesn't give me back change. I don't ask. I don't make an issue. I don't ask him for it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. I give him a dollar, and he doesn't give me back a penny. He doesn't care to give me. What's the difference? A penny stealing from a person a penny, stealing from a person $1 million. I know a penny is not going to make me rich. It's not going to do anything for me, the penny. But still, if you're an honest person and someone gives you a dollar and the product that you purchase has on it 99 cents, he's obligated to give you a penny. Oh, he'll say to you, it's just not worth the physical effort for me to open up the cash register and take out a penny and give it to you. It may be true. It may be that in the United States, it costs them, for every penny costs them 6 cents. Cost them something like, I think, 6 cents to produce every penny. Okay, it may not be worth his effort to give me back that penny, but guess what? You got, that's the way it goes. There's something in the Torah called Gezel. So when it comes to Gezel and all of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach, it's complicated. It's complicated to define these basic principles of life. What about the principle of pledging? I make a pledge. I hereby accept upon myself, I will bring a korban olah. My word. I give you my word. I give you my word. This is what I commit myself to do. It says here in the pasuk, ish ish. So the chiddush is that if that a goy, when he comes and he brings the animal in the Beis HaMikdash, the kohanim have to accept it. The Rambam goes further to say that if he doesn't bring it, you go and you can take it out of his house. You can force him to bring it. If he brings to the Beis HaMikdash an animal that is a blemish, you can say to him, you can force him, listen, this animal is no good, and bring another animal. And if he says, I don't want, I bring you this animal, I'm bringing you this animal, and if you don't like it, too bad for you. I don't care if you don't like it, too bad for you. I don't care if the animal doesn't have a leg. He said, no, you pledge to bring an animal, you have to keep your pledge. So really, that's what it says, ish, ish? If that's the case, so why isn't included in the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach? Why don't we have 8? You know what the answer is? The principle of keeping your word is so basic. It's so fundamental. It comes before the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It is so fundamental. It's so part of being a human being. It's part of humanity. Do we need there to be one of the Zion mitzvah that a person should breathe? You know, when you wake up in the morning, we advise you, inhale, breathe in oxygen. Because if you don't inhale, you're going to die. So there's a mitzvah to take a breath and the entire day breathe. And this is a mitzvah. V'chai bohem, you're supposed to live. How come for a Jew there's no mitzvah of breathing? There's no mitzvah. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that every single day when you breathe and you inhale, you mekayim one of the taryag mitzvahs by breathing. The answer is, this is fundamental. It's one of the fundamentals. This is life. Part of life is, if you come into this world, you breathe. You breathe, you eat, you breathe. There are certain things that are so basic, so fundamental. I don't need it to be a mitzvah. It's a given that this is the world of reality. If a person makes a pledge, I will do something. I will bring a korban. I'll meet you at 3:00. I'll see you tomorrow at 2:00. I will return your call. If you give your word, giving your word, bal yachel devoroi, is not a mitzvah. It doesn't need to be one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei noyach. It's part of the essence of being a human being. When Hashem made man, it says in the pasuk, Yibach b'yabav nishmas chayim, v'yir adam l'nefesh chaya, and the Targum says, what does it mean he was l'nefesh chaya? He was a ruach mimalala, a person who speaks. The essence of life is the koyach of dibur, which includes with it being true to your word. It's part of humanity, and therefore it does not need to be from the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And once we know the halacha, the pasuk tells us, ish, ish, to be marbe in oved kechavim, that his animal will be accepted upon the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash, it automatically triggers with it by default that if he makes a pledge to bring an animal in the Beis HaMikdash, that pledge must be fulfilled no matter what. No matter what. Because that's part of humanity. Okay, so Lamaskano, we have here three different answers to this question. We have three answers. We have over here, the question again is, we have in the Pasuk, Ish, Ish, Mi Beis Yisrael, the extra Ish is coming to be Marbe, that an Oyved Kechavim is included in the parsha of bringing karbonis. The Rambam goes so far to say that once already he's chayv to bring a karbon, if he does not fulfill his pledge, we come after him. In other words, not only is it a chiddush, the pasuk teaches us that his animal is offered on the mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. You take a karbon on the mizbeach, and the owner of the karbon is a goy. Because you would ordinarily think, you think that one of the basic halachos of bringing a karbon is the kohen has to have kavana for the ba'olim, who is the owner of the karbon. And if the owner of the karbon is a non-Jew, the kohen must think in his mind, I'm bringing this karbon on behalf of a non-Jew. That's a chiddush. But whoever said the halach of ish, ish comes to include that he must do it, just because the non-Jew made a pledge that he will bring a karbon, who says that the halacha goes so far to say that we will come after him to make sure he brings that karbon, just like Bezin will come after a Jew to make sure they bring the karbon after they make the pledge. Why should that be so? So we have three answers. Answer number one is yes. That's exactly what the Pasuk here is coming to teach you. That's all part of the Chiddush. And as far as the question, why then is this not the eighth mitzvah of Bnei Noach? It's a good kasha. Because the Bnei Noach mitzvahs are primarily negative mitzvahs. This is a positive mitzvah. And we're not listing the positive. That's answer number one. Answer number two is the principle, Amirosoy Ligavoya Kemisirosoy Lehedyet. When you make a statement, when you say words to pledge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is equivalent to signing a check. It's equivalent to a person doing for you a service and you owe them money. It's money. It's basically money. It's a basic principle of economics. If you make a pledge in the laws of a Hekdesh, you owe them the money. And that's Dina de Baruch Hu Sedina. And the third answer we've given is it's so fundamental. It doesn't need to be a mitzvah. It doesn't need to be from the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It doesn't need to be a din de malchus adina. Keeping your word is part of the essence of being a human being. And once we know that a non-Jew, his animal will indeed end up on the mizbeach, and the kohen will have kavana l'shem that non-Jew, automatically, that brings with it, if he makes a pledge, the pledge must be true, because it's a fundamental to being a human being and not being an animal. Okay? Again, to review, in the first part, Yisoid was a different Yisoid of the Goyis Hashri. The Goyis Hashri says a carbon is not a cup, an atonement. A carbon is something a non-Jew does in order that Hashem should bless him. He should have benefit. He should get a bonus. He should get a job. He shouldn't get sick. He should have success. But it does not provide atonement for his past sins. That is not our business. Jews are not in the business of bringing atonement for non-Jews. Not that they don't have atonement. We're not going there. If a non-Jew wants atonement, good for him. Let him achieve atonement. How he gets atonement, that's another discussion. How a non-Jew will achieve atonement. But we are not in the business of helping them, assisting them in gaining atonement. We are in the business of helping them derive benefit from this world and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only for a Jew are we in the business of helping them achieve atonement. And that's why we accept korbanos, but we do not accept tzedakah. And when we deal with the non-Jewish world today, it is critical for us to appreciate that point. And more often than not, our hands are tied. We don't have a choice, and that's okay. The Gemara says that when push comes to shove, you're allowed to take from a non-Jew tzedakah. You can take from them actual tzedakah, which will provide from them for them atonement because of Shleim Malchus or other exceptions to the rule. But generally, we don't want to allow them to achieve atonement. Supporting the poor people, providing for them food and sustenance is problematic. One last very important point is a diak. This is a very interesting diak, which I don't know what it means. I just want to leave you off with this diak for you to contemplate, to think about. A diak, an insight into the words of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he describes the process of bringing korbanos, the Rambam has a different language for a Jew versus a non-Jew. Again, this is the parsha of a non-Jew being part of the process, part of the rules of bringing korbanos. When the Rambam describes, the Rambam elaborates about bringing all the rules of bringing korbanos for Jews, and the words of the Rambam are: a Jew is maybe carbon. A Jew brings a carbon. A non-Jew, the Rambam never uses that terminology. In all of the Rambam's writings of a non-Jew bring a carbon, it says, Mikablim mimenu. We accept a carbon from a Jew. Ein mikablin mehem ella oilois bulvat.
From non-Jews.
And the commentators, who's the one that says this? I'll read you his words. Ka safa Rambam, behilchis melachim, perik yud, halacha yud. Im hevi oila, mikablin mimenu, we accept. And then the Rambam also, another Paragim Hilchos Maisakarbonas, Kosaf, he writes there, Imhevi Oila Mikablin Mimenu. Okay, he cites all of the references of accepting Karbonas from a guy, and always the Rambam says, Mikablin Heimenu. But when the Rambam describes all the laws of a Jew bringing a carbon, the Rambam's words are, a Yisrael is mevi carbon. He brings a carbon. I don't have clarity, but the commentators here, they pick up on this, and they take note. In this week's parsha, we're learning about Ish Ish, mi beis Yisrael, the repetition is coming to be marbid, every chavim can bring a carbon. The Rambam doesn't want to say he brings a carbon. We tolerate his korbanos. When the goy brings the korban, from our perspective, we're mekabel the korban. A Jew is a mevi korban. Now, what does that mean? What is the significance in the Rambam refusing to say the words an oved kochavim is mevi korban? But instead turns it around and says, we in the Beis HaMikdash, we are mekabel his karbon. The Rambam refuses to enter into the mind of the Oved Koychavim and look at the karbon from where it starts as mevi karbon. Whereas when it comes to a Yisrael, the Rambam enters into the mind of the Yisrael and begins, the Yisrael is mevi a karbon. He brings the karbon. He comes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Kohanim receive him, and they speak to him, and they talk to him, and they prep him, and then they bring the karbon, and they v'chulu v'chulu. When we deal with a Yisrael, the process that the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, their input, their participation, begins with the incipient stage of mevi. It's almost as if the Kohanim are part of Chabad, the members of Chabad. They go to your house and they knock on the door and they say, "Sir, let me ask you, maybe you did an avera today." Instead of them coming on your house and knocking on your door and asking you, "Did you wear tefillin today?" they ask you, "Were you mechallel Shabbos maybe b'shoigeg?" And oh, you mechallel Shabbos, so now it's your duty to be maybe a karban. The kohanim get involved in the process of bringing the karban from the very, very beginning. They teach you how to bring a karban. But when it comes to the umos ha'olam, the kohanim are not coming and knocking on your door and asking you, "Would you like today to offer in the Beis HaMikdash a karban olah?" You don't go and participate. When the Torah addresses Klal Yisrael and addresses the Shluchei D'Rachmanan, the kohanim, we don't start our conversation with, "Oh, we're going to go to the Ovi Kochavim, we're going to say to him, would you like to be from the category of people who are a mevi karban, who bring a karban?" No, that's not the way it works. When the Torah addresses, the way from the Rambam's on the same, when the Torah addresses the Beis HaMikdash, the kohanim, Klal Yisrael, only get involved in the process when they already on their own have initiated this process, and now we are on the receiving end of accepting the mekabel from them what they want to bring. It's a very fine nuance, but it speaks volumes. It really speaks volumes, the difference between mekabelin and mevi. All right, we're going to stop here, take a short break, and afterwards I want to talk about Lag BaOmer, a couple of yediyos relating to Lag BaOmer. Yes.